are going to start with a new chapter, Understanding Elementary Shapes. In this chapter, we are going to study about the measurement of line segments and angles. We'll be identifying different types of angles, such as acute, obtuse, right, straight, reflex, complete, and zero angle. We will also be classifying triangles on the basis of sides and on the basis of angles. Also, we learn how to identify different types of quadrilaterals, such as trapezium, parallelogram, rectangle, square, and rhombus. A line segment has two endpoints and hence it can be measured, whereas a ray or a line cannot be measured. A figure formed by two rays having common initial point, which is called a vertex, is known as an angle, and we use protractor to measure or draw an angle in degrees. As we know that one complete revolution is equal to 360 degrees, which makes a complete angle, and a half revolution is equal to 180 degrees, which forms a straight angle, whereas 1/4 of a revolution is equal to 90 degrees, which forms a right angle. As we all know that a zero angle is smaller than an acute angle is smaller than a right angle is smaller than an obtuse angle is smaller than a straight angle is smaller than a reflex angle, and finally, a reflex angle is smaller than a complete angle. Two intersecting lines are perpendicular if the angle between them is 90 degrees. As we move on, we will study about the types of triangles on the basis of their angles. And the triangles are acute angled triangle, in which each angle is acute, a right angled triangle, in which one of the angles is a right angle, an obtuse angled triangle, in which one of the angles is obtuse. Also, on the basis of the sides of the triangles, they can be classified as equilateral triangle, isosceles triangle, scalene triangle. Where equilateral triangle, as we all know, has all the three sides equal. Isosceles triangle has any two sides equal, and a scalene triangle has all three sides unequal. Now, we'll be moving on to the quadrilaterals. A quadrilateral is a four-sided polygon, such as a parallelogram, rectangle, rhombus, square, trapezium, and a kite shape. All these are the examples of quadrilateral. All these shapes have different properties, which we'll be learning one by one. So that's all for today. Thank you.